On the second line of the page, Avlam Gimlam Ralph, Omar Mar. So we had said, Omar Mar, we had said in the Brisa, Yachal Yahadrenu Bimamon. You might think that when you stand for a Talmud Chacham, you have to be Mahadir, it says Vadarta Pnei Zaken. You might think that you have to spend money, Yahadrenu Bimamon, Talmud Omar, Tokum Vadarta. That's why it says, stand Vahadarta. What does that teach us? Ma Kima Shein Bachesron Kis. Just like standing never costs you any money. So too, when you acknowledge in an honorable way, it should be in a way that doesn't cost you money. You don't have to shower the guy with money. That's not how you honor him. Asks the Gemara. We're making an assumption over there that standing doesn't cost you any money. Vikima lespa chesrum kis, does standing really not cost you any money? Milo askinan de kanakiv marganisa. Can't we be talking about a case where a guy is sitting there piercing pearls in order to string them, which is a very, very delicate malacha that costs that's a high-paid job that he's doing? Adahachi vahachi. So while this is going on, Koyim mikamei, he's going to stand for a Talmud Chacham, ubatil mimalachto, and he's going to lose valuable time from his malacha, from his work, and that therefore costs him money. So how can you just make an assumption that standing never costs you money? It really depends what you're doing. Standing might cost you money if you're doing something very valuable. So says the Gemara, Ella, rather the way to understand it is as follows. Akish kimali hidur. We compare standing to honoring in the following way. Ma hidur she'in bo bitul, af kima she'in bo bitul. Just like hidur is something that does not involve stopping you from doing any work, hidur means acknowledging, giving, it could even mean giving money or honoring with words, but it doesn't imply that you're stopping yourself from working. So too, the standing that we're talking about is standing that will not stop you from working. Oh, once we say that, then the standing that we're talking about, if it doesn't stop you from working, is also not going to cost you any money. Oh, and then we take it in the reverse direction. Va'akishnami hidur l'kima. And then we compare hidur to standing. Ma'kima shein b'cheson kis. Just like now we've already established the standing doesn't cost you any money. Av hidur shein b'cheson kis. So too, any acknowledgement that you do, any honor that you give, shouldn't cost you any money. Mikan amru. And from here we say, Ein balei umnios rasha'in lamud mibrei talmidei chacham b'sha sha'oskim b'malachtam. People who are working should not stand for a Talmud Chacham while they are in the middle of their work. Why not? Because that would cost them money, and you don't have to spend money on your standing for a Talmud Chacham. Asks Gemara, really? You don't have to stand when you're in the middle of work? Vilo? Do you not have to stand when you're in the middle of your work? Vatnan, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Maseches? Bikurim. If you look by the bays, it points you to Bikurim. That kol bali umnius omdim mipreyem, all people who are in the middle of working stand for them in Maseches Bikurim. Who's this talking about? Standing for who? The people who are bringing the Bikurim. And not only do they stand for them, there's a whole parade of people bringing Bikurim. Vishalim ishlomam. You greet them. Va'omrim lem. And they say to them, Acheinu anshei makom ploni bolachan l'shalom. Our brothers from such and such a place, they each come by neighborhood. So, but from such and such a place, we greet you, l'shalom, bo'achan l'shalom. So don't you see that even when you're working, you have to stand? They're standing for people who are doing a mitzvah or bringing bikurim. Why wouldn't you have to stand for a Talmud Chacham even when you're working? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipneihem omdim, Mipnei Talmidei Chachamim ein omdim. You stand for people who are going to do a mitzvah like bikurim, but not for Talmidei Chachamim, if you're in the middle of work. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Avin. Rav Yossi Bar Avin says, wow, look at that, that we would stand for people who are going to do a mitzvah more so than we would stand for a Talmud Chacham. Bo'ra'e, come and see. Kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. How beloved is a mitzvah done on time, that Shari Mipnei Omdim. We're going to stand for people like that. Mipnei Talmidei Chachamim ein omdim. But we're not going to stand for Talmidei Chacham, meaning we value people in the act of a mitzvah even more than we value and we honor Talmidei Chachamim. Says Gemara, no, v'dil m'shayni hasa. Maybe over there it's different. Meaning maybe this doesn't really tell you that we value them more, that we honor them more. Maybe over there it's different. We have to stand for them. Dimkein atamachshil on the asadavel. because if we don't stand for them, we're going to cause them to stumble in the future. What does that mean? People who are bringing Bikurim need to be encouraged. We need to tell them, oh, you guys are great. You're doing a great job. Why do you encourage people when they do something good? Because you want them to do it again. Talmidei Chacham are going to learn no matter what. Whether you stand for them, don't stand for them, they're going to learn. But the people who are bringing Bikurim, they need the encouragement. If you don't stand for them, they may not do it again in the future. You're going to be machshil them, lasulava, by not standing. So maybe it's not really a comment about how valuable people who are doing the mitzvah are in comparison to Talmidei Chachamim. It's more a comment about how much they need a little bit of chizik. So main point number one, you can't stand for a Talmid Chacham while working, but we do stand for people bringing bikurim, even while working. So while a person is working, you don't stand for a Talmid Chacham, but you do stand for people bringing bikurim. Amar Mar, we had said, you might have thought, we had said in the Brisa, you might have thought that you stand for someone even in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. So, and then we said, but you don't. Why not? What did the Brisa say? Why don't we? Because it's not a place of honor. Good. It's not a place of hiddur of honor. Ask the Gemara, velo? Do we not stand for people in a bathroom? Rabbi Chia, have a yasiv be maschavasa. Rabbi Chia was in the bathhouse. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi passed by, and Rabbi Chia did not stand for Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi got upset. And Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi went and complained to his father, and he said to him, "Shnei chumashim shanisi lo b'sefer Tehillim. I taught him two chumashim out of the Sefer Tehillim, which is two portions of Sefer Tehillim." It's unclear what Shnei chumashim Rashi says means Shnei chamishios shel Sefer, 2/5 of the Sefer. Shanisilo medrash agadosav. I taught him all the medrash and the agados on 2/5 of Sefer Tehillim. I taught him a lot of Torah. V'lo amad mipanai, and he didn't stand for me. What do you see from there? He was upset, even though it was in a bathhouse. So apparently you're supposed to stand even in a bathhouse. Vesuin, and to make the question even stronger, another story. Bar Kafra, va'amila Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yossi, have a yasiv bei maschu, so we're also sitting in the bathhouse. All of azal Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi again came by. V'lo kami kamei, and they didn't stand for him. V'ikbin, and he got upset. V'asav le'lavu, and he went and he told their father. Apparently this is what he used to complain about. Shnei shlish shlish. Shanisi lo b'Torahs Kohanim. I taught him 2/3 of 1/3 of Torahs Kohanim. You can do the math. I taught him 2/3 of 1/3 of Torahs Kohanim. What's Torahs Kohanim? It's the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra. Good. V'lo amad mipanai. And he didn't stand for me. What's wrong with this kid? V'amar lo shema behen yoshev maharer. And the response was, oh no, they were probably sitting and thinking about what you taught them, so they didn't even notice you, because they were so busy thinking about all the learning that you taught them. I don't know if that's a serious comment or not, but that's what he said to him. So it says Gemara, time of the Behen Yoshev Maharer. So it sounds like the only reason, their only excuse for not standing was that they were thinking and learning. Halav hachi, lo. But had they not been thinking and learning, then there is no excuse, and they should have what? They should have stood, even though it's a bathhouse. Big fat question mark. So how can it be that they should have stood in a bathhouse? I thought it's a dishonorable place. Says Mar Lokasha, Habibati Gavai, Habibati Barai. One is talking about the inner room of the bathhouse, one is talking about the outer room of the bathhouse. In the inner room of the bathhouse, everyone's naked. That's not a place of hidur. The outer room of the bathhouse is a changing room. Most people are wearing clothing there. So that is a place of hidur. That is a place where you're supposed to stand. And Hachinami Mistavra, and it's logical to assume that these stories happened in the outer room where people are dressed. Dam Rabba Bar Bachana Am Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabba Bar Bachana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, B'kol makom mutar laharher chutz mi beis hamerchos and beis hakisei. You're allowed to think about Divrei Torah anywhere except for a bathhouse or a bathroom. So if we were talking about the inner room, then he would not have given the excuse that they were probably thinking about Torah, because you're not allowed to think about Torah in the inner room. It must be that they were talking about what?
The outer room,
where you're allowed to think about Torah. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe it actually was the inner room. And Dilma La'on say shiny. Maybe if you can't help but thinking about Torah, you just can't help it, it's on your mind, maybe that's different. We don't get upset at someone for thinking about Torah if you just can't help it. Rashi says La Onse Shiny, Rashi says Pa'amim Shu Tarud Umaayin Bishmoase Lifnei Knisas Lamerchatz. Sometimes you were so busy and involved in the sugya right before you entered into the bathhouse. Valkeni Shagura Bipiv. So it's there, it's in your mouth, Velibo, and in your heart, Umaayin Babes Amerchatz. So you can't help but to think about it while you're in the bathhouse. So maybe that was the case. Main point number two, you should stand for a Talmud Chacham in the outer room of a bathhouse, where you're allowed to think about Torah also, and not in the inner room. Yachol Yatzimein of Kamisha Lo Ra'ahu. So we had said that you might think you could close your eyes and pretend you don't see the Talmud Chacham, then you won't have to stand for him. How do we know that you can't do that? Because what did the Pasuk say? V'yareisa, you should fear God. Even something that only you know, God will know. So says the Gemara, really? You would have thought that that's okay? That you could pretend that the rabbi's not there? That you don't see him? And not stand for him? Why would you have thought that that's okay? It's like, you might think it's okay to pretend that you don't know that this is a cheeseburger and eat it. No, why would I think that that's okay? Well, who on earth would have thought that that's okay? Says the Gemara, Atu Bereshi Askinan. What does that mean? Atu Bereshi'i Askinan?
Are we dealing with Rashaim
over here? Evil people, awful people that are going to pretend that the mitzvah's not there? Says Gemara, no, that's not what we meant. Ella, rather, what we meant is as follows. Yochel Yatzim Einav Mikame Dilimte Zman Chiyuva. You might think you could close your eyes before the Chiyuv ever arrives to stand, before the time comes where you'd be obligated. Dichimat Zman Chiyuva Halochazilei. So that you could arrange for it that when the chiyuv comes, you will no longer see him because you closed your eyes before. Someone says the rabbi's coming, so you quickly shut your eyes, so you'll never know when he's actually coming in. To even stand for him, you would never know. You wouldn't even see him to stand for him. That's what you might have thought. Tamil Omar, that's what the Pasuk says. Takum v'yareisa. That's what Takum v'yareisa teaches me. Not to purposely avoid the chiyuv. Obviously, once the chiyuv comes, you can't pretend it's not there, but not even to purposely avoid the chiyuv. So the question now becomes, at what point do you have to stand? When does that chiyuv set in? There's a rabbi coming to town. So when do you stand? At which point? So Tana, Ezu kima sheyesh bo hider, havyomer zed dal ramos. What is the proper time to stand that shows proper respect? So we say that it's within four amos. The guy walks within four amos, so that's when he stands. That's if it's the person is not your Rebbe Muvak. Avol Barabo Amuvak. But if it's your Rebbe Muvak, Melo Einav. As far as you can see him. If you can see him, you stand for him. Abayim Chiavachazile Luudne Techamra Derav Yosef Daasi. Abayi, when he would see Udne, the ears, Techamra of the donkey, Derav Yosef, of Rav Yosef, Daasi, that was coming. Have a cut him. What would Abaye do? He would stand right away when he saw the ears of Rabbi Yosef's donkey. He would stand right away. Abaye of a rachiv chamra. Abaye was riding a donkey. V'kamaske aguda de Nahar Sagya. And he was going by the riverbanks of Nahar Sagya, the name of the river. Yosef Rav Mesharshi Rabbanu be'idach gisa. Rav Mesharshi and the Rabbanu were on the other side of the river. V'lo kamu mikameh. And they didn't stand for him. Amar Luhu, so he said to them, V'lav Rabbo Mufakana. What, am I not your Rebbe Mufak that you don't stand for me? Amar Le, Lav Adaitin. They said, sorry, we didn't notice you, but we would have stood for you. Why? Why would they have stood for him? He's not within 4 hours on the other side of the river, because they could see him. So main point number three, for a regular Talmud Chacham, you stand within 4 hours for your Rebbe Mufak, as long as you could see him, just a little bit further. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin Lezakin Shalo Yatriach. How do we know, we had said in the Braisa, how do we know Zakin Shnapi Matriach? What does that mean, that Zakin Shnapi Matriach? Good, should not burden the tzibur to stand for him. Tamalomer Zakin V'yareisa. Because the Pasuk says Zakin V'yareisa. So Amar Abaye comments on this. Naktinan di imakif chayei. We hold that if he's makif means he goes in a circuitous route. He goes out of his way. Rashi says, v'imakif misavev derech acheres. He goes in a different route, shelo lavor lefnei tzibur, so that he shouldn't pass in front of the tzibur. He tries to avoid the crowd. Why does he try to avoid the crowd? So that he won't stand for him. So chayi, if he does that, chayi. he will live. Rashi says, Marech Yamin. He'll live a longer life. It's like learning Torah. He'll live a longer life. So that's a great thing to do. Abaye Makif. Abaye would do that. Rabbi Zera Makif. Rabbi Zera would do that. Ravina have a Yosef Kameda Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Ravina was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Cholav Ahu Gavra Kamei. And a guy walked by. V'lo Michsi Resha. And he didn't cover his head in honor of the great rabbis that were there. There's another source for the sugya that we're going to have to do about covering your head. Apparently, you're supposed to cover your head in a special way in front of great rabbis. So he didn't cover his head in front of those rabbis. Omar, so he said, Kama chatzif ha-gavra. So Ravina said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, what kind of a chutzif is this guy? What kind of chutzpah does this guy have? And he walks by without covering his head. What does he think he is? Amr Lay, he said back to him, Dilma mi Masa Mechasya Nihu. Maybe he's from a place called Masa Mechasya, Degisi Bar Rabbanan, where they're very comfortable around Rabbanan. They're very used to having great rabbis there, and therefore they're not going to act all awe-inspired every time they see a rabbi, because they're used to seeing great rabbis. It's apparently a city of scholars, so they're used to it. They can't act that way their entire lives. So maybe that's okay. Maybe that's why he chose not to cover his head. Any other main point over there? I guess we could say that apparently you're supposed to cover your head in front of great rabbis unless you're used to them. Okay.